Hi everyone, it's Rob Evans 365. Welcome to day number 24. Today I want to talk about ketosis. The title of today's call is Say No to Keto. So keto stands for, it's short for ketosis, and it is a very topical one at the moment based on what I'm hearing people say to me. People mentioning, oh, I saw this and I read this and oh, have a look at this on, you know, social media, and this sounds really good. Can you tell me about this? I want to do this because I've seen a before photo and an after photo and this sounds really amazing. And I say no to it. And I explain a few reasons as to why. So I'm going to dedicate this call to that. Now, some of you listening to this will have an alternate view to this, and that's fine. I mean, there are lots and lots of followers of this. My job, well, let me go back a step. It's not a philosophy that I agree with. It's not the approach that I take. But just like any way of eating and, you know, optimizing your health, there are more than one way. Well, there are more is more than one way to achieve that. And it comes down to your belief system. If I can liken this to a religion, you can have a whole room full of spiritual people, but each one practices a different religion. There might be, somebody that is Catholic, somebody that is Buddhist, some that is Hindu, some that are Muslim. And the list goes on. It doesn't make any person better or worse than the other. It just means that there's fundamental differences between what people believe in. And this is kind of the same way. My job is to highlight to people what I believe are the dangers in certain diets and talk about the pros and cons and I guess instill in people why I follow the approach that I follow and teach. Now, at the end of this, I'm going to give you a quick two-question test that you can ask of any diet to see whether it's going to work for you. A lot of diets will get results, but the question is, are they sustainable? And I'll give you those two questions at the end. What I wanted to talk about is, so ketosis, let's have a talk about that. It's growing in popularity, mainly due to its ability to help people lose weight fast. When I say weight, fat, but with ketosis, it's not just fat that you're losing, because you're losing fluid and everything as well. But the problem with it is it doesn't meet the Australian Guide to Healthy Eating principles, and it can also be dangerous. So the keto, I'm going to call it the keto, okay, rather than ketosis. What it does, it's either a low carb or no carb diet, which causes your body to go into this state of ketosis. Now, when we talk about carbs, we're generally talking, and people say, I don't eat carbs. I like to make a differentiation here between your high energy carbs and low energy carbs. Because if you're not eating any carbs, you're going to die, okay? So people are normally referring to the high-energy carbs that they're not eating. There, I'm talking about things like your grains, rice, pasta, breads, breakfast cereals, those things that give you a higher energy for a longer period of time. Your low-energy carbs are things like your plant-based food. Now, I would exclude from that probably a banana, because that's a high energy fruit. And in the vegetables, you're really talking about things like your potato family. So would that be sweet potato, white potato, that's your high energy. So that's what we're talking about with the keto diet, cutting those things either very, very low or cutting them out altogether. So then being in this state of ketosis, what that means is that your blood sugar levels drop and your body begins to break down fat at a rapid pace. That's the theory. Not only is it not really recommended a weight loss approach, but it's also not a long-term solution for you. What happens is in the beginning, you may lose weight, but it's not something that you can sustain forever. And in fact, if you do carry it on for a longer period of time and then you stop it and you go back into your old habits, then what you're more likely to do is put on all that weight plus more. I mean, I'm sure you, whether it's yourself or you know of somebody that they say, yeah, I lost 10 kilos 2 years ago, but now I put that back on and I put more on as well. And this is just another example of that. The thing that I find is that let's talk about the good side of it first, shall we, rather than the downside. Because there have been cases where the keto diet has been a success. And I think the latest one going around is being spruiked by a doctor. Okay, so people see the name doctor, or the label doctor, and they think expert. They say they're a doctor, so if they say it's okay, I'm going to follow that. But really, the keto diet should really only be used in extreme cases and under that medical supervision, not just a doctor writing a book and say, here, go follow it. It really should be under their supervision. So let me talk about a couple of cases where it has been found to have some benefit. And those that are suffering from severe obesity can benefit from it, and those that have got type 2 diabetes. I've got some information here where the keto diet was used is used in the Cleveland Children's Hospital to help children with epilepsy as well. They're not really sure why it works, but it is having some benefit for them. The problem is that even though the keto diet can have some weight loss for people, generally speaking, it's unhealthy for the majority of the population. The main reason that I find is that it's just not susceptible. It's just not sustainable because of how radical it is. So let me talk about some of the things that you can suffer from, side effects of what you can feel like with the keto. So if you just think about it logically for a second, if you're having low to no high energy carbohydrates, what do you think is going to happen to you over time? That's right. You're going to run out of energy. So what you're going to feel is fatigue. You may get some flu-like symptoms. You may get headaches. You're going to be hungry or hungrier, than usual. Dehydration. You can get kidney stones. You can get vitamin and nutrient deficiencies. It can also have an impact on your bone mineral density. And you can also have, gastrointestinal distress as well. I mean, all the plans that I put together are in accordance with the Australian Guide to Healthy Eating. And if you think like traditionally, like when I went to school, we used to talk about the food pyramid. Well, that's owned by Nutrition Australia, the rights to that. So the Australian government don't talk about the pyramid, they talk about a plate. And the plate comprises of your low energy food. So most of your plate should really be your vegetables, excluding potato. You've got your protein on there, you've got your good fats, and you've got your higher energy food. Nowhere under the Australian guidelines does it say, okay, have plant-based food and have the protein and exclude forever high energy food. That doesn't work. And it's not healthy and it's not sustainable. It's really dangerous. Let me give you some other things. So when, like bodybuilders, so if you don't know what a bodybuilder is, I'm sure most of you will, but somebody that has they're very, very vascular, very little body fat. What they tend to do is they use the keto method in the final weeks before they're heading into a competition, because they're trying to look as full as possible. They're also trying to get as little fluid between the skin and the muscle and reducing body fat so that they look, you know, that ripped look that we call it. So what they do is they'll get the, like, eat so few carbs, but they manage it to an extent so they can have the energy to keep doing the workouts. But they actually weigh on, you know, you can get these little strips from the chemist and you can weigh on them to see whether you're going into a state of ketosis or not, because they want to stay out of ketosis and not go into ketosis. That's why they do it, but they remain very close to it. Some of them will go into it and stay into it for a period of time, and then they'll come back out to it. But they don't live that way. They just do it for a period of time because they're achieving this extreme look. One of the other things that can happen when you're in a state of ketosis is your breath can really smell horrible. I mean, you're grumpy. You know what it's like when you're hungry. Well, imagine you're like that all the time because you've got no energy and you're just not feeling quite like yourself. So why the heck would you put yourself through that? Perhaps, oh, I'm getting really great results. Look at this. But let me get you to ask yourself these two questions, because it applies to not only the ketosis diet, but it applies to any diet. I mean, any diet will satisfy what you can use these tests to check it. There's other questions as well, but these are the top two. First question is, okay, before I say that, just think for a moment of some of those diets that you've heard of or been on before. So there's the fruit diet, you know, where all you do is just eat fruit for a period of time. There's the soup diet, where you're just eating, you know, soup. There's the Atkins diet. The Atkins diet is normally very high in red meat and, you know, not necessarily that great for you. There's the paleo diet. There's obviously this one, keto. There's a whole range of different ones, high protein, low carb, whatever you want to call it, the 5-2 diet, intermittent fasting, all that kind of stuff. And you'll find proponents for every single one of these that I say, and you'll find equal number probably of people against them. And the people that are for that have got the results, but the people against it don't believe it's sustainable. So here are the two questions. First one, think of one, for instance, whether it's keto, any of those other ones I mentioned or other ones that I haven't mentioned that you can think of. Question one, does it make sense to you? Like common sense, like take the fruit diet, for instance. That does not make common sense to me that you should only eat fruit. There are certain nutrients from fruit, but then you're not getting the nutrients you require from vegetables, from your protein sources, you know, your good fats, your omega-3 and so forth. So it doesn't make sense to me. Ketosis, it doesn't make sense to me, because why would you deprive yourself of the food that your body needs just for the sake of losing fat in the short term? Because when you, at some point, you're going to reintroduce those foods back in because you're going to have to, because you're going to feel so lousy, then what's the point? It just doesn't make sense to exclude foods and then add them back in. And then step number two, or question number two, is could you follow this diet for the rest of your life? Okay, fruit diet, no. Soup diet, no. Keto, no. Paleo, maybe you could. There's some, I might save paleo for another call, but some people find that they can live that way, but I don't agree with some of the things that are in paleo. I think if people did 95 or 80 or 75% of paleo, what that would mean to them is that they're eating more plant-based food. If everybody on the planet did that, we probably wouldn't be as obese. But there are other aspects that I don't agree with. Run any diet through that. Like the shake one, you know, there's plenty of brands. I won't dish any brands here, but I'm sure you can think of a brand that uses just shakes or shakes plus some bars for snacks, that kind of stuff. Same thing. Could you do that for the rest of your life? No, you couldn't. It's not healthy. You're not going to get all the nutrients that you need from, you know, packet food. You need to be eating as close to nature as possible for the majority of your food, because you're just not going to live a long, strong and healthy life. You won't get the nutrients you need. My solution, so hopefully that all makes sense to you. Now, my solution, so say no to keto, okay? Say no. What, as you've picked up already from up to this point in 365, my plan is to optimize your health for the rest of your life. So that includes having your plant-based food, having your protein, having your omega-3 in there, and also having that higher energy food. Now, there are different meal plans that I prepare for people, and all of the plans have high energy food in them. Now, the timing of them can vary depending on the person that I'm preparing the plan for and how you know, how focused they are in sticking to their plan. But all of my plans have those things in it because I don't believe in a diet. I mean, what are the first three letters of the word diet? I mean, they don't work. So my definition of not working is those two questions. If you can't do it for the rest of your life, why would you even do it? And people say, oh, well, I just need to get a result for this. Now, the people that just want to get a result so they look good on the beach or, you know, a wedding or whatever, are the people that put it on during the honeymoon or on the holiday. And it's like, well, that's not going to work for you. You need to have a plan beyond that moment so that you're not just after a look, you're after the inner health as well as looking healthy. I think I mentioned this in a call a few days ago about your, let's say, models. So many models, I don't know whether they're tidying up the industry now, but, you know, think back in even a decade or even further ago, most of the models are addicted to drugs so that they don't eat and they stay up because of the crazy hours and they party with all their friends and all that kind of stuff. But they're terribly unhealthy, and people might look at them and say, oh, wow, look, they look so healthy. They're skinny. I wish I was skinny and slim like that. But I look at people like that and think, wow, you're really, really unhealthy. But when you know the backstory, so you can't judge a book by its cover. And so my goal for you is to empower you to live these healthy lifestyles, these healthy principles, embed them into your lifestyle so that you can live that way for the rest of your life. That's the key, and that is success to me. Not doing it artificially or temporarily, or say, oh, well, I'm going to do this diet now and then I'll jump to this one. And that's what people do. The clients that I deal with that are struggling the most are the ones that want to flip-flop from, you know, month to month, from, you know, one diet to another. They'll follow my plan for a couple of weeks. If they're not dropping 12 kilos in 2 weeks, then I'm exaggerating a little bit. Then they're saying, oh, well, I want to do this. Or, yeah, I'm doing that, but I've cut out carbs because, you know, I think I'll get better results if I cut out carbs. And I say, you won't get better results because that's going to hit you at some point, and then you're going to fall back into the old ways that you had before you came to see me. So you can't, you know, you can't have that mindset and expect an amazing result. So I say no to keto. If you're under medical supervision, different story. But again, it's not sustainable forever. And these things are touted as a forever type thing. I mean, you hear of other things like the Hollywood diet. I mean, what does the name Hollywood diet suggest? To me, it's like there's an actor or an actress that wants to get prepared for a role. You know, they do extreme training to achieve a rip sort of effect. They're given a very strict diet to get them into a role so that they look good for the shooting of the film. Now, the reality of that is that they could be so low in energy that they're barely surviving for the shooting of the film so that they can, you know, look good. But also, often the filming of those key scenes might happen over a period of days or a week or a couple of weeks. It doesn't happen over months and months and months. So then as soon as those scenes are done, they normally get back into their normal way of eating and put back on, you know, the weight. I mean, to put this into context for you, let's look at, think about female bodybuilders. I know of a couple of examples here. So there's female bodybuilders that look, you know, that macho sort of look, and then they've normally been taking steroids and that kind of stuff and freakishly big. I'm not talking about those ones, but nowadays, if you're not aware of it, they have lots of different like fitness model components to, you know, on stage competitions. And that could be, you know, like you're there in a bathing suit, ladies I'm talking about here, because that's going to be my example. And they do run through a series of poses and that kind of stuff. Sometimes it's to music as well. So these two particular people that I'm talking about were natural competitors, so not taking any banned substances, and they are drug tested. And these people get down to a weight. Now, I look at them on stage and I think, you know, I don't think that's a sexy look. It's not a look that appeals to me. They look like skin and bone because they've, you know, a typical woman probably has a body fat of 23%, and they can cut their body fat, you know, down super, super low to sometimes single digits for women. And, you know, that's really low. So they might look good under the light, say, for instance, but when you're standing next to them, you think, oh, well, they look like skeletons with there's this skin on their cheekbones and so forth, and their muscles look bigger than normal because of the amount that they work out and the amount of protein and stuff that they're eating. But, well, there's a couple of things here. I don't think they look good. And they're not necessarily healthy when they get on stage because they've deprived themselves of water and food so that they look on, when they're on stage, they don't look bloated. Now, the couple of people that I'm thinking about, in the week, so they're working really, really hard, dieting really hard in the weeks. It normally happens about 12 weeks out, and they're dieting really hard to their competition. In the what do you reckon happens in the week following the competition? They return to their normal way of eating, and it's not uncommon for in 1 week for people to put on 5 to 7+ kilos. This is women I'm talking about, and not big women either, because the body has been so deprived of nutrients and fluids and so forth, and you know, it's not natural to stay that way. The bodybuilders, they don't look like that all year round. Some of them might be, you know, 5-10 kilos off, but these big steroid ones, they can be, you know, like 10-20+ kilos in the off season because they've, you know, just bulked up so much just because the volume of food and so forth that they're eating. It's not necessarily healthy. I mean, I wouldn't want to diet that way to look so ripped and then put on 7 kilos in the next week. I mean, what's the point in that? So it's the long term that we're looking for, and these sustainable principles. That's, to me, what is critical. Run those questions through any diet, and here's your homework. Write down 5 diets that you can think of that you've either been on or thinking about going on or know people that have been on, and write those down and then see whether it satisfies those 2 questions. If it does, then let me know. If you think it does, if there's certain diets out there you think, oh, well, I said, you know, keto, couldn't do that forever. Yeah, it makes sense to me and I could follow up for the rest of my life. Then I would say, okay, well, that might sound good in theory to you, but why don't you go and try it for a while? If that's what you really believe in, I'm just pointing out what my belief system is and the reasons why I don't think it's safe to follow. People listening to it will still potentially try it. I'm just pointing out the reasons why you shouldn't. All right. I'm going to leave it there for today. Short little fun homework task for you. Say no to keto. The only way forward is lifelong happiness and, you know, not depriving yourself of the things that you want or the nutrients that you need. Now, if at this point you need some more help with your food because you're a bit stuck, then just reach out to us. Go to our website. I've got a few, but if we go to this one, the studios, studiozpt.com.au, you can opt in for a consultation there or a contact us form and fill out the details of what you're after. And we'll get in touch with you so that we can get you started on a meal plan as soon as possible if that's what you feel you need, or some coaching. All right, that's it for today. Big day, great day today, very productive. Excited about the holiday. Paid for that today, which that was a little painful. But anyway, it's all booked in and I pick up my tickets and everything next week. So I'm super excited about that. And yeah, can't wait. All right, that's all for tonight. I will see you tomorrow. Bye for now.